Like his highly successful memoir, Rocket Boys, Homer Hickam's first young adult novel is a boy's adventure story, but this time fiction, set in the 22nd century. The title character, Crater Trueblood, is 16 going on 17. He was born on the moon, orphaned and adopted, and works happily as a miner. Crater boards with his mom, Q-Bess, whose grandfather had been the last king of England. Her son, Crater's friend Petro, is technically the Prince of Wales. Hickam, a retired NASA engineer, has given life on the moon considerable thought, and all the details of that life are here. His vision of the lunar future makes this element of the novel of interest to adult readers as well as teens. The humans live in extended tubes made of mooncrete 20 feet underground, where, of course, there is pressure and oxygen. All food is made in simulators, as one saw on Star Trek movies. Hickam has imagined that while on the surface, humans are protected not by bulky spacesuits, but rather a, quote, bioelastic sheath that acted as a pressure suit and also provided warmth and cooling as required, end quote. Under the sheath is a biogirdle, quote, that takes care of waste products throughout the day, end quote. On the surface, the miners are scraping, gathering moon soil to extract helium-3. The whole point of moon life seems to be helium-3, and in his notes, Hickam explains that the isotope helium-3 is perfectly real. The alternative energy source to replace fossil fuels will not be nuclear, solar, wind, etc., but fusion, the way the sun works. Helium-3, found not on Earth, but in abundance on the lunar surface, is, quote, the best possible fuel for earthly fusion reactors, end quote. Of course, Hickam has a lot of fun inventing and describing the details of lunar life, including roadsters called fast bugs, big transport trucks, even a lunar horse. He invents a low-gravity moon game, shovel ball, similar to Irish hurling or lacrosse, using a ball and shovels. More seriously, a government man arrives, and Crater, in all innocence, delivers a very conservative opinion on government regulation and taxes. No need for any of that. The free market, the naive 16-year-old is sure, will take care of quality and pricing. Of course, a boy's adventure book needs an adventure, and Crater has one. Colonel Medaris, owner of the Medaris Mining Company and many other enterprises, needs a courier to retrieve a mysterious package from a cycler, a ship used to transport helium-3 back to Earth. The colonel wants someone, quote, honest, naive, and easily manipulated, end quote. Since Moontown, like the American Wild West, is full of tough sorts and felons on the run from something, the teenage Crater is chosen. Crater must travel over 1,000 miles of lunar surface. He will overcome not only natural obstacles, but also ferocious, genetically altered human mutants called Crowhoppers, trained to kill and enjoy it. As there must be a quest, so must there be a love interest. Crater is accompanied by Maria Medaris, the colonel's granddaughter, an amber-eyed beauty with long, ebony hair. Crater is the first of three projected Helium-3 novels. Crater is successful and survives, of course, and we will soon see how his relationship with Maria goes and whether all the people he has fallen in with are in fact trustworthy.